Unemployment in Germany is at 4 million and counting, helping to make the slow economy the central issue in September's national election campaign. In the meantime, Germany is taking advantage of the European Union's common market to help solve its problem. Lisa Roth reports from Berlin.
At the Europa Job Center in southwestern Berlin, it is hard to believe that finding work is a challenge. In a room decorated with European flags, three large boards are plastered with ads for doctors in Sweden, waiters in Austria, and customer service reps in Ireland. And that is precisely the point. Sponsored by Berlin's regional employment office and run by a continuing education company, the new center helps unemployed Germans find work in other European countries. Steve, a 26-year-old construction worker from eastern Germany, is looking for work in the Netherlands.
Ist im Ausland einfach nur besser als in Deutschland, weil hier hat's keine Zukunft mehr in Deutschland ist. Auf der Baubranche nicht.
The situation abroad is simply better. I think there's no future in Germany, not in the construction industry.
Steve has already spent a year working in southern Germany. He hopes that a new job will offer not only higher wages, but also benefits like housing and language training. He might even stay abroad, he says.
Ich muss nicht zurück, unbedingt. Wenn das Leben da besser ist.
I don't necessarily have to come back if life there is good.
For years, Germany was where workers from other countries found jobs. But it is only recently that Germans have themselves become guest workers. The EU's common market means that a German can work in Sweden as easily as a New Yorker can in California. To Klaus Klausnitzer, director of the Labour Office in Berlin-Brandenburg, that kind of movement is the future.
European Union is a common market, and it develops, I think, by and by like the United States of America. It will take a long time, I think. But why shouldn't a German live in France, or a France live in Italy, or an Italian in Germany?
Sending Germany's unemployed to jobs abroad does more than just get them off the dole, says Holger Schäfer, a labor economist in Berlin.
From an economic point of view, the mobility of labor within Europe is a thing that certainly enhances efficiency of the entire economy.
There are no precise statistics on the number of Europeans working in other EU countries, but most experts believe the numbers are still relatively low. One legal issue remains. It is impossible to get unemployment benefits in another country, so if you lose your job, you have to go home. But the real issues holding people back appear to be cultural, as economist Holger Schäfer explains.
Workers from Belgium may find it more easy to work in France or in the Netherlands, where they have no problems with the language. But for the German workers, it's very difficult, except for working in Austria, perhaps.
On the other hand, there are also plenty of jobs, like construction work, where language ability doesn't matter. And there are jobs, like those in the multinational call centers in Ireland, that might require German language skills. Even if Germany convinces more workers to go abroad now, the real test will be whether they will still have wanderlust when more jobs are available at home. In the meantime, though, as the ad says, how about being a doctor in Sweden? For NPR News, I'm Alisa Roth in Berlin.